This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 528,000 people have lost their lives from COVID-19 globally, approximately 130,000 in the United States. The number of infections continues to surge, especially in the U.S. and Brazil. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed infections, Brazil more than 1.5 million, together making more than a third of the global figure of 11.2 million. Florida and Texas states have merged as the latest hotspots of U.S. coronavirus. They both reported to record daily increases in confirmed COVID-19 cases Saturday alone, with nearly 20,000 additional infections combined. For a sixth straight day, Texas also registered an all-time high and the number of people hospitalized with the highly contagious respiratory illness, more than 7,800 patients after 238 new admissions over the past 24 hours. By comparison, New York State, the U.S. epicenter of the outbreak months ago, reported just 844 hospitalizations on Saturday, far below the nearly 19,000 hospital beds occupied by COVID-19 patients at the peak of the virus crisis. The World Health Organization says it has accepted the recommendation from the committee overseeing trial testing to discontinue testing of a hydroxychloroquine and an HIV drug combination for COVID-19. The drugs were being compared with standard care for hospitalized patients. WHO says a review of the interim results showed the cocktail produced little or no reduction in the mortality of hospitalized COVID-19 patients. This is VOA News.